Hey there, I'm Dr. Dave. How are you? This is Microdose U, and we're about to talk about things microdosing right now. So come on in.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this. Watch this.
Hey there, welcome. I am so happy that you're here with me. I'm Dr. Dave, and if you can tell, my energy level is super, super high right now. And the reason is because we just finished, when I say we, it's Dr. Denise Moret and I just finished a really wonderful webinar on microdosing. We started off, we just did a little chat for a few minutes, and then we answered a whole bunch of your questions. And oh my God, this was only the second one we've ever done, but it was an overwhelming success. So thanks to everybody that was on there. Really appreciate your energy. And we'll be doing another one next month. And just so follow my emails and follow my announcements here on the podcast. And I want to see you at the next one because it was absolutely wonderful. It's just such great energy from you guys. Love you guys. So, okay, let's get into some microdosing talk today. First thing I want to share with you is I went to my dentist yesterday. And, you know, that's not such a great story. I mean, that doesn't sound that interesting. But what I decided to do is I took about a 200 milligram microdose right before I went to the office, probably about an hour or so before the dental appointment. And I got to share with you. Now, remember, most of you know that I am a retired dentist. So I know all about dentistry. I know everything they're going to do to me. I know what they're doing. I know how they're doing it. I got my mouth open, but I know what's going on in there. So it was pretty interesting, though, I got to tell you. What I generally do when I go to the dentist, I put my earbuds in and I listen to music while they're working on me. So yesterday I had to have a very old filling replaced, and they did a little bit of something else on my lower teeth. And I got to tell you something. It's pretty interesting. It was really, really peaceful. I really enjoyed laying back in the chair, listening to my music, just kind of spacing out, if you will. I guess that'd be a good way to say it. But something a little different happened. And I think this is probably the first time I actually microdosed for a dental appointment. It's something that I really maybe didn't notice in the past because I hadn't microdosed. But when they use the what most people call the drill, or we dentists call it the high speed handpiece, but when they were using the high speed handpiece, something about the sound was really weird. I can't describe it. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It just was. It was louder than usual, louder than I thought it would be, and I don't know whether I attribute it totally to the microdosing or to the earbuds. I've like I said, I've been to the dentist many times with my earbuds on, listening to music, and I don't remember ever having it was like almost like a screeching sound coming, like resonating through my whole skull. Now, you know, when we talk about psychedelics and talk about microdosing, we always talk about set and setting, how important the set and setting are. Now, the set is really your mindset, how you feel going into the microdosing session, or even a larger dose session. It could be a macrodose, a heroic dose, or whatever. The mindset is really, really important, because if you're going into a session and you've got some really like rough things or bad things or a lot of negativity on your mind, it's going to show in your trip or in your microdosing session. Some really tough things can come out of that just because you're going in with a tough mindset. And also the setting is like where you actually are. Where are you? In your home? Are you laying on the sofa? Are you listening to music in a comfortable place? Or are you in a setting that's really not comfortable or not conducive to a microdose or a larger dose? So the set and setting come in a big way, come into play in a big way. So my mindset was very good. I mean, I don't mind going to the dentist. In fact, I like going to the dentist. I have no problem with it whatsoever. I'm not afraid of the injection. I'm not afraid of having my teeth worked on. So the mindset was okay. The set was okay. The setting, like in the dental office, you know, again, it's not uncomfortable for me. It's totally fine. But so I don't know exactly how to explain I would call it like a piercing, shrilling sound from the drill. It's almost like at some point I was like saying, like, I want this to be over. I just want it to be over. How much longer is he going to do this? Nothing hurt. Nothing was uncomfortable. The noise, the sound was a little bit weird. So I do chalk that up to microdosing. What came out of it was totally fine. At the end of the appointment, nothing was wrong, fine, and everything went well, and the sound went away. Contrast that to microdosing in other situations. Like, I've microdosed many times before I go skiing, many times, and my ski day is usually really, really good, and I find myself very confident, doing well, and can ski a lot of times longer than I normally do if I'm microdosing. Just everything goes really well. Because remember, microdosing is not just for mental health. It's not just if you're anxious, if you have PTSD or depression or anything like that. Microdosing is for focus, for to do the things, to achieve the things in life that you want to do, but really just for some reason haven't been able to get there. Microdosing can get you there. It's not a definite, it's not 100%, but there's a very good chance it can get you to where you want to be. It's helped me in so many ways. Like, skiing is one. Another is that I have been taking Japanese lessons. You may know my wife is Japanese, and I've waited all this time. I mean, I should have started this. I really should have started this 20 years ago, and I kick myself for that. But you know, what's done is done. We can't change anything. We can't change the past. And although I should have, I didn't. So what's the next best thing? Start now. What do they say? The best time to plant a tree, what do they say, is like 100 years ago, right? But the second best time is now, because we missed opportunities, but we can't go back. So we've got to take advantage of the present. And that's what I'm doing now with microdosing and with Japanese lessons. And almost 100% of the time, I go into my Japanese lesson. It's a Zoom meeting with a native Japanese speaker who's actually over in o Osaka, Japan. And I go into my lesson, usually with about 150 to 200 milligrams of microdosing. And I will tell you this, my lessons go great. I'm focused. I remember things really well from previous lessons. And what I don't remember, she brings it up, and I pick it up and try not to forget it again. I mean, with at my age, with my brain, that's not a brand new brain. It's not as easy learning a language when you're 68 years old as when you're 18 or 25 or 28. It's a different ball game. But that doesn't mean we can't do it, and that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And microdosing comes into play. It's a tremendous help for me. And also, not only that, but I have been using lion's mane, which is another type of mushroom. It's not a psychoactive mushroom at all. You can get lion's mane anywhere. You could buy it at the grocery store. I saw it at the Walgreens the other day. You can get it on Amazon. If you want, I mean, I'm a firm believer in lion's mane, and it really helps a lot with cognitive ability. I think it just helps my brain be a better brain, if that's the simplest way to say it. It just helps my brain be better, and I feel I can do things with my brain that maybe I wouldn't be doing as well without lion's mane. So, and what I'm going to do, a very common question I get asked is, Dr. Dave, what lion's mane do you use? Because there's so many brands and so many types out there. So what I'll do, I'll put a link in the show notes to the exact lion's mane that I use, and I get it from Amazon, but I'll link it, and you can use the exact lion's mane that Dr. Dave uses, and maybe one day you'll feel the cognitive effects like I'm feeling. I've been using lion's mane for at least a couple of years now. So the, you know, the, I guess the bringing them all together, the lion's mane, the magic mushrooms, really do have I think, in my opinion, have a profound effect on our cognitive ability, and also the way we are able to see things in life. Again, this I just want to make it clear. This is not medical advice, and nothing that I talk about is to be taken as medical advice. I mean, talk to your doctor about this if you're not sure. But I'm giving you my experience. And like I said, I went to the dentist yesterday, microdosing, and I don't know how many people do that. And it's really funny though, but after my appointment, I'm very good friends with the office manager, and we started talking, and I told her that I'm no longer speaking in the profession of dentistry. I'm not a speaker in dentistry, but I told her I've got a passion now that I'm really doing it. She asked me what it was, and I basically said to her, well, it's not for everybody, but I showed her my podcast, and she was writing down all the information. This is something that I think almost everybody is interested in, because there's so much talk now about microdosing magic mushrooms and how they can change your life. And I don't know, I don't think 10 years ago people were talking about it to this extent. But can you imagine what it's going to be like 10, 20, 30 years from now? I mean, I think they're going to be mainstream. I mean, like maybe like cannabis is now. You walk into a dispensary and you get it, because it is a very, very safe medicinal plant. It's one of the safest substances out there. You can't overdose on psilocybin. It's not toxic. Now, you can take too much and have a maybe a very undesirable trip, but I've also been told that no trip is undesirable, even if it's there's no such thing as a bad trip, even though while you're experiencing it, you might not be enjoying it. You might think this is just awful and scary. But then at a later date, you'd look back and you said, it was one of the most profound experiences in my life. So a lot of people that you would be surprised at are very interested, and they're listening. And I know I've got a lot of people that are like kind of just listening in on this podcast. They're not actively microdosing yet, but they're very curious, and they want to see what it's all about, and they want to see how it's possible for it to change lives. I mean, it took my life from. God, I don't have to tell you. I've told you this a million times, but it took my life from not a good one. It's not like I didn't have a good life. It's not like I had like problems in life. I was experiencing mental health issues for no apparent reason. Anxiety, depression, and more. And I didn't know where it was coming from. And like I tell the story, I did all the routine things that people do, when they experience things like this. They go to their psychologist or psychiatrist or mental health doctor, and you get prescribed medication, and that's the way it's treated. But it wasn't good enough. It didn't help to the extent that I thought it should be helping. I mean, I wanted to feel good every single day to the max. Now I do. Now I see the, but not the potential benefit. I see the real benefit of microdosing magic mushrooms. They changed my life. And a lot of people would be embarrassed to talk about this. Oh, I can't talk about mental health. It's taboo. We don't want anybody to know that Jimmy's got mental health issues. We don't talk about stuff like that. That's a problem. When you keep things inside of you, and I just made the name Jimmy up, by the way, you know that. When you keep things inside of you and compartmentalize them, and you don't even admit them to yourself, and you don't share them with anybody, like even somebody in your family or your best friend, or you just keep them inside. You think that's a way to get better? Do you think you're going to feel better just keeping things in? And not doing it, not doing what you really feel you need to do about it. I mean, you be the judge. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not going to help you. You've got to take action. You've got to do, and whatever you do, try it to its fullest. I can honestly say that I tried talk therapy and pharmaceuticals to their fullest. I tried them for quite some time. They did help me. They help me feel somewhat better. But my life is much more valuable to me than somewhat better. No, I want it to feel like effing awesome. Not just somewhat better. I want it to feel awesome with the letter F in front of it. Yes, effing awesome. I want it to feel, and I do now. I am going to be 69 years old in a month and a half. 69. I'm going to be 69. I mean, where does the time go? I don't even know. It's crazy. But I'm going to be 60, and I'm out there skiing, and I entered a 10K race for next month, and I'm doing that, and I'm not slowing down, baby. This life is important for me to live the way I want to live. And I'm doing it. What are the alternatives? Lying on my sofa every day, like I did when I was feeling depressed and anxious, and lying on my sofa. That was horrible. I can't even begin to tell you how bad that was every day of my life. Horrible. And then because of that, your physical health starts to go downhill. It is a spiral. It is bad. Everything's connected. Those days are over for me. I'm out doing what I want to do. And I owe it to figuring out how to microdose magic mushrooms. I figured it out on my own, basically. And that's my story today. That's what I want to share with you. I put out a new episode every Wednesday and every Wednesday and every Friday. That's what it is, Friday, Wednesday and Friday. And sometimes on Mondays, a shorter episode announcement. But I hope you can tell, I put everything I have into this. I mean, I love what I'm doing now. I don't have to be doing this. I'm doing this for you because I feel that if it helped me, why can't I help some other people along the way? Why can't I just pay it back, pay it forward? I feel that I owe that to you at least. Look, I could be out doing something else every day. I could be in the winter. I could be skiing every day and I would love it. But there'd be something that would be missing because I wouldn't be, I know in my heart, I wouldn't be helping some people that I know I could be helping. So that's why I take a lot of time out of my life and do this these days. And I'm proud of what I do. And some people, you know, oh, he's just a drug addict. He just eats mushrooms every day. Well, you know, they can think whatever they want. My life is more productive than most people's because I'm able to focus now and I'm able to do the things I want to do. And this person that's saying that about me that, oh, he's, just, and I'm just, again, I'm making this up. It's generic. It's just generic. I'm sure it's been said. He's just into drugs now. That's all he does. But you know, I'll tell you something. If anybody that says that about me and they drink alcohol, shame on them because psilocybin is so much safer. Not only that, so much safer and so much more life-changing. Psilocybin will rewire your brain for the better. Alcohol will, I think, like unwire it. It'll wreak havoc. There's nothing. I mean, I'm not against alcohol. I don't drink much at all. Maybe very, very little, maybe a couple drinks a month if I'm, you know, in a social situation, maybe a couple drinks a month. I'm not against it. I just don't think there's any real benefit to it. And anybody that tells you that, oh, drinking alcohol every day is healthy, they're full of shit. I'm sorry. They're just full of shit. It's not healthy. You can drink, you can have fun, but it's not healthy. I'm sorry. On the other hand, magic mushrooms, totally different game. Life-changing. I'll end it with that. That's what I wanted to tell you today. I love doing these free form shows a little bit more than just, you know, coming on and saying, here's one thing I'm going to teach you today. The free form shows for me, I feel like I can just express myself and get my ideas out there about life, health, microdosing, mushrooms. We'll talk about anything you want. Just write into me and tell me what you want me to talk about and I will do it. I'll do my best. Until next time. I'm Dr. Dave. It's Microdose You. And you know what I'm going to say? I say it every episode because it's true. I love you. Talk to you soon.